going to talk about a topic that might disturb you a little bit. It's a topic that a lot of people don't necessarily want to open up to, acknowledge. It's a topic that's very controversial. Okay, perhaps more so than you may know for the global society that we live in. And this topic is about the beings that are of another planet. Not from this planet necessarily, not from Earth. Extraterrestrial life. Okay? So, there is life out there. It's 100% mathematically proven. Okay? Amazing, incredible, smart, intelligent people have sat down and looked at the numbers, looked at the possibilities, and it's not 99.999% proven that there's life out there. It's 100% proven. Okay? The Canadian government has even admitted that they know of 4 different beings from other planets that they recognize, that they recognize that are real. So ETs are real. We are not alone in this universe. These beings, I believe, what my experience, my exploration has led me to understand is that they brought us here. Maybe 100,000 years ago, around sometime in that area. That all of a sudden Neanderthals, Cro-Magnon, millions of years going by, and then all of a sudden, boom, there is Homo sapiens coming out of nowhere, and population growth, massive. Okay? The skull is totally different. Okay? When you look at the skull of these beings they found in the ground, archaeologists, it's like, it's a totally different species. Where did it come from? Right? And there's all sorts of history books about beings from other planets and ships and fire in the sky, and there's so many resources that point to the fact that we have been visited for as long as this planet has been around. And what I understand is that they seeded us, that they took their DNA and perhaps the Cro-Magnon or Neanderthal or who knows what, but they mixed us with theirs and they created Homo sapiens. Okay? Who knows? Right? I'm sure some beings who have been taken up in one of these ships could tell you their story of what they experienced. But the fact is that there's so much evidence. If you go out on the internet and you do, say, 2 weeks of research, okay, you'll find out that there's so much undeniable information and proof that there is life out there. You can look at NASA videos that have been leaked out. There's so much information that you just have to say, okay, it's true. And how does it change my life that there are beings that are watching us? There's hundreds of ships up above our planet right now that are watching us, protecting us, making sure that we're safe, that we continue to grow. We are like their little guinea pigs because they're so advanced. They're like a million years more intelligent than us. So who are we to judge them? You know, if they are our true ancestors, the gods and goddesses that brought us life, you know, we should just thank them instead of be afraid of them. You know, it's typical for the human mind to be afraid of something it doesn't understand. That's the first thing it does, is it goes into rejection, fear, denial, resistance. And then comes this level of maybe it's possible. And then comes in a level of, okay, it's probable. And then finally acceptance. But so what is it inside of you that maybe just doesn't want to accept that these beings are real and that they're a part of our intergalactic community. You know, and what's that part of you that says, it's totally true and I totally accept it? There's no need to prove anything. It's just, this is the way it is. And I don't need to reach out for them to come and pick me up and take me away. That I'm happy where I am at right now with who I am. Okay? So, there is life beyond this planet. If you look at how big this universe is, just even our own galaxy, with hundreds of millions of stars, and the possibilities of each of those stars having planets similar to ours, I mean, the chances are very high. That they say that there's, you know, around 10,000 planets similar to ours just in our little galaxy, the little Milky Way galaxy. Okay? It's not little, it's, you know, it's 100,000 light years across. You know, traveling at the speed of light for 100,000 years, it's a pretty big space. So, taking into consideration that there's enough space just in our own galaxy for there to be life. There is life here. And the fact is that there are trillions of galaxies out there. 13 billion light years away in a deep field, they've seen in the Hubble telescope 3,000 galaxies that fit into a piece of space like this. If you look in the sky, it's this big. 3,000 galaxies. Galaxies. So imagine the whole entire space out there filled with these little tiny spots of 3,000. It's like the moon. Approximately about 100,000 galaxies fill that little space. When you see the moon, the size of the moon, 100,000 galaxies, as far as you can go, behind the moon. Okay? So imagine how many life forms are out there. It's astronomical. There is more life out there than there is emptiness. Okay? But sure, there's a lot of space in between, but if you go in one direction, you're bound to hit life. Some form of life. Okay? So, you know, all of this is, of course, our own, you know, speculation. Because we don't have a direct experience. And even if we did have a direct experience, we might deny it. We might say, oh, that was just a bad dream. I want to push it away. And so we don't, you know, necessarily have to have an alien, like, standing right in front of us to know that they're real. We can look at the facts, the science, the data, and the numbers, and say, yeah, it's highly probable. In fact, it's 100% probable, mathematically. So, I believe in science, I believe in religion, I believe that they are the same. And I believe that deep down, when we trust our intuition, that we know the truth. And the truth will set us free. And the truth that I feel is that extraterrestrial life is real and that they are the ones who have allowed us to continue on this planet, who have helped us throughout who knows how many thousands of years to continue to remain here, to grow, to evolve, and that we are part of their community. They are part of us. And to just start thanking them, being open to appreciation that they are like our mother, our true mothers and fathers. And that they're so brilliant, so intelligent that, you know, it's an honor, basically, to have them as our genetic breed, or at least partial. So take all this information, see what you can do with it. See where your belief system lies. I'm not asking you to believe in anything. I'm just sharing what I've explored the last 20 years of my life. I've been, well, longer than that, since I was 10 years old doing research on UFOs. Okay? So, it's been a part of my life. It's always been there. And I've seen actual ships fly by too. So I have direct experience. Maybe you don't. Okay, I've done so much research. Maybe you haven't done any. So just open the door. That's all I'm asking. Open the door to possibility that you're not alone and that you're connected in a deep, intimate way to beings that are very similar to you, but way more advanced. Okay? That's all I've got to say today. Thank you for listening. I'm gonna go to the bathroom.